Blog Talk Radio.
Crying lady, oh hey, dry your eyes.
fucking heart, think of me. Think about us since I entered my state. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. And consider ride and chuck it the blase slave. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. The type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell his chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Unbelievable, I must say. My head is in the clouds, part that amazing. My plane is flying so large, it's kinda like I'm blazing. Haitian, Jamaican, Californication. Now come back. Some say I'm on a planet all alone. Now what's that? ET don't think I'm ever phoning home. No callback. I can fill you with real millionaire shit. Escargo, those feet they sink gold. My dashboard breathes like a heavyweight. Great across the globe and I'm so elated. I wish I had a chance with my special lady. But life a taste of fame, it gets kinda crazy. In this heartbreak hotel, I'm so alone. In my penthouse suite, hits of Gucci cologne. And if I get my chance, I'll make the best of this one night stand, trying to impress her. Yes sir. I'm far from some of the freshmen in your college courses. And I find it uber hard going through divorces. And maybe on the night that I spend with her, that she won't get the urge to post my business on her Twitter. Excuse my arrogance for a second. I try to be the one and not the second. So all this attitude, you gotta check it. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. I take heed to all the women's wishes. And with a swagger like mine, the combination vicious. Love tastes so delicious when it's cooked right. And like a batch of collard greens, soak it overnight.
Right. 21 girls, roll out your heart, give love a chance, I got one out of 21 girls, roll out your
like, what's that?
The heart that's half filled, caught a tower of sex appeal. Introduce her to the good life like he it is. Mohegan Sun, the world player, I gamble hard. Like, what's the bet? I'm all in, but lost a lot. I'm done with all this compromise, surrender. Strawberry letters and receive, return to sender. Lucy's in the sky with diamonds. My lyrics get this motherfucking hard to Heimlich. I'm back now. Fly so high, I can't come back down. Rocket plane jet. And love, you need to hover around that. We fighting, we fucking play high. Go hump and she love it. Valentine's over, now I'm back to the way that we wasn't. Or maybe isn't. Wishing Cupid were busy. Shoot the world with his arrow. Bring love into existence. For instance, sincerely yours, one true love.
I got one. 21 girls, roll out your heart. Give love a chance. I got one out of 21 girls. Roll out your heart.
Last night, people protesting in Minneapolis escalated as demonstrators were lashed by tear gas and rubber bullets.
The main message here
is that they want to see those officers involved.
They want to see those officers arrested.
Trade my 4x4 for a DC-3, ain't no more freeless feet. I gave him chance again, I even told him please. I find it crazy the police to shoot you and know that you dead but still tell you to freeze. Fucked up, I seen what I seen. I guess that mean hold him down if you say you can't breathe. It's too many mothers just grieving, they killing us for no reason. Been going on for too long to get even. Throw us in cages like dogs and hyenas. I went to court and they sent me to prison. My mama was crushed when they said I can't leave. First I was drunk, then I sobered up quick when I heard all that time that they gave to Talib. He got a life sentence plus. We just some products of our environment, how the fuck they gon' blame us? You can't fight fire with fire, I know, but at least we can turn off the flames some. Every color person ain't dumb, and all whites not racist. I be judging by the mind and heart, I ain't really in the face. Fucked up the way that we living is not getting better, you gotta know how to survive. Crazy, I had to tell all of my loved ones to carry a gun when they going outside. Stay in the mirror whenever you drive, overprotective or crazy for mine. You gotta pay attention to the sign, seem like the blind following the blind. Thinking about everything that's going on, I boost security up in my home. I'm with my kind, if they right or they wrong. I call them down here, pick up the phone, and it's 5 in the morning, he waking up on it. Tell them wherever I'm at, then they coming. I see blue lights, I get scared and start running. That shit be crazy. They supposed to protect us. Swords and handcuffs and arrest us. Why they go home at night, that shit messed up. Knowing we needed help, they neglect us. One of them who gon' make them respect us. I can see in your eye that you fed up. Fuck around, got my shot, I won't let up. They know that we a problem together. They know that we can storm anywhere. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. Fuck it, I'm going on the front line. He gon' bust your ass if you come past that gun line. You know when the storm go away, then the sunshine. You gotta put your head in the game when it's crunch time. I want all my sons to grow up to be monsters. I want all my daughters to show out in public. Seem like we losing our country, but we gotta stand up for something. So this what it comes to. Every video I see on my country, I got power now, I gotta say something. Corrupt the police been the problem where I'm from. But I'd be lying if I said it was all of them. I ain't do this for the trend, I don't follow them. Altercations with the law, had a lot of them. People speaking for the people, I'm proud of them. Stick together, we can get it up out of them. I can't lie like I don't rap about killing and dope. But I'm telling my youngest to vote. I did what I did cause I didn't have no choice and no hope. I was forced to just jump in and go. This bullshit is all that we know. But it's time for a change. Got time to be serious, no time for no gang. Ain't taking no more, let us go for them chains. God bless they soul, every one of them names. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. They training off
officers are killers, then shooting protesters with these rubber bullets. They regular people, I know that they feel us. These scars too deep, they heal us. What happened to COVID? Nobody remember, it ain't making sense. I'm just here to vent. It happened to one of your people, it's different. We get it, the system is wicked, just learn how to pick it. Knowledge is power, I swear I'm a witness. I know that I'm gifted, I won't go too deep, cause I'm scared they'll get me. Ain't scared to admit it, some shit I can't mention. It's people who can, well here's the chance. I won't take the stand, but I'll take a stand for what I believe. Must not be breathing the air that I breathe. You know that the way that I bleed, you can breathe. I never been a fan of police, but my neighborhood know I try to keep peace. So it's only right that I get in the streets. March for a reason, I just don't GP. How people die for us to be free. Fuck do you mean? This was a dream. Now we got the power that we need to have. They don't want us with it, and that's why they mad. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere, might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year, I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere, might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year, I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now tuned in to GEI Radio, Necessary Convo, Father's Day edition. I'm your host, Tone. Got my co-host, GG. What's going on?
Hey, brother. How you doing, man? What's going on?
Chilling, chilling. You sound full.
I'm full of energy. I'm full of life, man. I'm thankful. I'm definitely full. I'm thankful, grateful, and all that stuff, man. I'm really excited about today's show. I'm really excited about today's show, guys, because we're going to get a chance to talk about some really good stuff, some really interesting perspectives. I'm definitely going to give you, you know, my view of things. There'll probably be a rant somewhere in there. You already know how that goes. We're going to tap in here in just a few seconds. Officially welcome you guys, like Tone said, Father's Day edition. And, man, we gonna get to it, man. I want to appreciate everybody for swinging through. I know that you're enjoying yourselves with your family, celebrating life. And, you know, it's about that time, man. You know, things are wide open, Tone. Things are wide open. So
wide
people
open.
Are doing their thing right now.
It's dope. It's dope. Happy Father's Day to you, and I hope, you know,
thank you.
All the fathers listening. Hope everybody had a great day or still enjoying their day. I called my pops a little earlier. He was just laid back. I think they was going to get some seafood or something. So, you know, happy Father's Day to all the fathers. I think he said it was raining in Atlanta. He said it's raining down there, so they were chilling. It's still raining down there, GG?
Well, you know, the thing about Atlanta is it just depends on what side of town you're on, man. So right now, the sun is shining. It's beautiful skies right now.
So cool beans, cool beans. Check
yeah,
us out.
Yeah, most definitely.
Anybody that's trying to tap in with us or trying to, you know, get some people to tap in, of course, you could hit the number 516-387-1268. That's 516-387-1268. Or you can go to GEI Radio or Necessary_Convo. Click those links and chop it up with us online.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a question or you want to answer, you got something for myself, GG, just press one, we'll get you on. And that's what's up, man. Today I hit GG and I told him I had a bunch of like father questions for you today. You know, I called
yeah.
a whole bunch of my homeboys. I'm like, listen, if y'all got time, I know y'all probably out eating or watching TV or whatever, but if you got time, call in. I want to ask, I don't have a kid, so I don't have a child, so
right.
I wanted to ask, you know, ask the father some questions about the kids, you know
Indeed.
What I mean?
Indeed.
Just some things that we can get an understanding
before we
about
get
it, stuff like that.
Right. Before we get into that, I just want to do something real quick. You know, we like to make sure that we make sure that people are on the right frequency, right? Now, our show, Necessary Convo, Sundays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right? Now, the show was formerly Freaky Friday, just so you guys know. It was formerly Freaky Friday. And so we decided to broaden and expand our content, especially because once we started talking about some other things outside of the freakiness and the underlying stuff, things start opening up. So we was like, look, man, we got to switch the platform up in a way that we can open up some necessary combo. So that's how we got to this point, y'all. So, you know, you'll hear different things, different subjects and topics all the time, but just know that we can go any direction you need to go. You got two male perspectives on here, and we're going to answer whatever questions you have. If you feel some type of way, go ahead and hit one, and you want to have that combo. If you got something going on you want to talk about, if there's some subjects or some topics and things like that, even as we talk today, that you feel like needs to be addressed, that's what we're here for. All right, so don't DM me, don't inbox me talking about, hey, I meant to say this, or actually tell me what you wanted to say. Don't do that to me, because that's only one person's opinion, and it's only my opinion, right? The whole point of this is to have a platform to where we can talk amongst each other, and it's private. Like, you dialing in into the show, we don't know your number, your address don't pop up, your name doesn't pop up, none of that stuff, man. It's completely anonymous. So you don't have to tell us your name, your first name, your last name. If you want to be Pimp Daddy Lope today, if you want to be Miss Chocolate Queen, that's cool. We're not tripping, right? We just want to have that necessary combo with you. So that being said, I want to mention something before we get into this, because it's so important. Juneteenth, right? We have to talk about Juneteenth just briefly, right? And mainly I say we need to talk about it because your president, you know, like people were saying when Trump, remember they were saying your president then. I'm still saying your president, right? So
yeah,
your president.
That's your president.
Right? He signed the order for Juneteenth to be a national holiday. Now, I already know that people are going to start chiming in off of this alone. I want to know how you guys feel now that Juneteenth is a national holiday. Now, mind you, Juneteenth has been celebrated for centuries. For centuries, right? Not decades. Decades is 10 years. Centuries is hundreds of years. So I don't care if it's a national holiday or not. I don't care if you have ceremonies, you raise a flag or whatever. Juneteenth has already been going on, and it will continue to go on regardless if it's recognized or not, because you guys got to understand the purpose of Juneteenth is the actual date, is the actual era, is the actual time where slaves were freed. It wasn't July 4th. July 4th,
definitely
Independence Day that everybody celebrates, that's not when the slaves was free, right? So there's a lot of education involved. You know, they acknowledged a young lady. I forgot her last name, but her first name is Opal. And Opal, she has to be somewhere in her 90s, right? And she had put a campaign for Juneteenth to be a national holiday. I think her campaign has been going on for like 3 years now, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe longer, but some of the campaigns that she's been doing have been really, really aggressive these last 3 years. And so, you know, they celebrated her. It was a big deal. You know, she had always pushed for Juneteenth to be a national holiday. So it happened. So I'm not saying that it's not a milestone. And I'm not even saying we can't earmark it as some type of accomplishment or achievement. But at the same time, man, we got so many other issues going on that have not been addressed, right? Damn a
Facts.
Holiday, right? People are definitely excited about getting the day off, because that's what it basically is. Just like MLK,
yeah,
it's an additional day off. So, so I want to be real. I want to be real about that, because, again, this is a necessary combo. This is an unscripted show, y'all. This is unscripted.
But just so we on the Juneteenth thing or whatever, however you say it. It's funny, my wife just, we were just talking about this. Juneteenth is when the slaves in, I think I'm saying this right, Gallatin, Texas, when they found out. So the slaves was free 2 years before that. That's when the slaves in Texas found out that the other slaves was free. I think I said that right. If anybody's on it, correct me. That was the whole deal with that. I mean, we got some callers on already. I'm going to get y'all on. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like with that one, it's cool. It's a cool thing, but a lot of people was already celebrating that. You know what I mean? But what's up with that police reform and our rights and, you know, this a whole bunch of other things that's a little bit more serious than that. You get what I'm saying? That he could have signed. Not saying not sign this, but it's just other things that he could have signed way before this, like the Asian thing, like I said, the LB.
This on the table.
All those things that he signed, ASAP, you know, come on, man, we got to get ours too. You know what I mean? We still, as you signing this, it's cops still shooting down, you know, men, women, and children, black. So I guess it's cool for what it's cool for, but he don't get no kudos from me.
Yeah. Well,
you know.
But we can see
the callers think. We can see what the call. Let's get the callers on. 8 early. 2806. GEI Radio, you on?
Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Yo.
Yo, yo. Talk to
what it do?
You on?
Everything's good, man. How you feel?
Man, I'm good. It's Booby. What's happening?
What's going on?
Man, cool it, man. Hey, Trump 2024. That's all I'm going to say. Biden can kiss my ass. Kamala, whatever her name is, she can kiss my ass too. Listen, they can talk all the shit they want to about Kamala about Trump all they want to, but Kamala and Biden ain't doing shit for our people. They're not going to do shit for our people. Fuck them. And I'm going to say it. Booby said that. Booby Entertainment. Y'all know what it is. They can kiss my ass. But however, you know what I'm saying? Them folks ain't doing shit for us, bro. They not looking out for us. They need our vote to get in, but at the same time, they not doing shit, bro. Let's just be real about the situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, these people, they want to protect everybody else except the people that's really holding them down. You know what I'm saying? And us as black people, we got to stop doing that shit, man. We got to stop fucking with people that's not fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not fucking with us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And all, like, bro, let's just be real. We need to really stick together and stop being so fucking jealous of each other. And, you know what I'm saying? Stick to our real black market. Have our own government. Have our own shit, bro. Like, that shit is just, like, I don't understand, like, the we should see this shit within the last 3 to 4 years in America, you know what I'm saying? We should know that, hey, listen, we should stick together just because we know they're not going to stick with us, no matter what we do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Cold.
And I'm not going to be the fan favorite when I'm saying this shit, but it is what it is.
When you don't control the media, when you don't have control of the media, they kind of can brainwash people. So the entire thing was making Trump as bad as possible, right? And I'm not saying I agree with everything Trump said. I'm not saying
you're not
that.
Different tone. If you agree with anything he has to say, you're really not with someone because you just being a yes man.
Facts.
If you agree with everything
anybody
does, you're a yes man. You're not, you know what I'm saying? It ain't, no. So, of course, you're not going to agree with everything that everybody does.
I always say you could tell, like, they, you know, everything, like, the president is always the first 100 days, right? That's what they kind of, like, what they going to get done in the first 100 days is kind of what they ran on. They try to get bills put in place to sign in the first 100 days. So the whole campaign was pretty much on, you know, police reform and, you know, how we getting treated. But as soon as we got him in, well, as soon as y'all got him in office, because I didn't vote for him, soon as y'all got them in office, they took care of every other human rights or every other race or color, however you want to say it. Everybody got bills except us.
First day was LGBTQ or what, however you say it. That was the first day. Then as soon as that Atlanta shooting happened with the Korean or Chinese, you know what I'm saying, they got that shit. Nothing happened to black people, period. Nothing. No. So, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, like, we helping all these motherfuckers out, but at the same time, we not getting shit in return. So when are we as a people going to wake the fuck up and be like, you know what, let's stand as a solid unit, fuck these people, and we going to do what the fuck we need to do. I'm sorry to keep on cussing on y'all shit, but guess what, bro? At the end of the day, we need to wake the fuck up.
Hey.
At the end of the day, we have to look at ourselves first and foremost and deal with those issues that we have, because we cannot expect, we put high expectations on people who's really not responsible for us. Right. So when we look at things, we have to look at first and foremost ourselves, our family, our community, and then work our way from the inside out, because there's communities, right, outside of people of color that take care of themselves. Right. They're not worried about what president is in place, what mayor is in place, the congressman, vice president. They don't have to worry about that because they work within their community. They recycle those dollars within that community. They make sure that each business is flourishing in that community, because they know and they stand for something, right? And they're not looking outside for that help when you have a lot of resources, which a lot of times that resource is right there in front of your face, but you don't want to deal with them. You want to deal with other folks who you think is going to take care of you. But we could do this all day long, right? Because and Booby, I appreciate it. We ain't worried about you on here cursing, man. We already know how you get down, man. Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day to you, bro. Thanks for popping things off. Watch where it goes. Watch where it goes from here. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I just got it from DJ in the boat park. Got on here with y'all. I love y'all.
Thanks for calling in,
I love
yo.
You, bro. Yep.
All right,
yeah,
man. Love.
Indeed, man. All right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things, man. You just got to pay attention. I always tell people, like, don't get me wrong. You know, the news is sometimes right, but they dictate what they want you to. They dictate how they want you to think or how they want you to feel, what they want you to buy. When they want you to buy it, so you kind of got to use your own brain sometimes, you know what I mean, and be like, all right, listen, they're all politicians, right? All of them, Democrat, Republican, Independent, they're politicians. So they're fighting for the highest seat pretty much in the world. They're going to say anything they need to say to get in. Once they get in, there's nothing you can do for 4 years, you know what I mean? So our vote got to mean more than just hearing they BS, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to start writing out contracts, man, for real. Like, okay, we going to give y'all our vote, but this and this got to happen. Or else we not vote.
Yeah.
And until we do go ahead.
Well, we're going to swing things, guys, but just before we move over, and I know that there's more calls, but we don't want to linger into this. But one thing that I will say, and we've actually already addressed this. We addressed this before on our show when it was time to vote, the importance of voting, the importance of making sure that your community is good. You know, when it boils down to it, you know, like I mentioned before, you know, we have to start in our households, and then we start in our neighborhoods, in our communities, and work our way out instead of thinking, okay, this president, these folks are in place now, so things are going to change. And that's not the bigger picture, and that's actually not how a lot of people's thought process is. because if you understand politics, you do understand that there's people called lobbyists. You understand that there's people that have money that will attempt to sway people to go to the left or to the right. And we have to be cognizant of that, and we have to start looking at what can we do immediately and what can we do in our households and in our community. Because while people know and familiar with the bigger candidates for president, vice president, you don't even know who your state representative is. You don't even know who your mayor of your city is. You don't know who your governor is. And you know what? These are people that you can actually touch. These people, you can put your hand on them, right? You can get to certain meetings, right? You can get to certain town halls and things like that, and your voice can be heard, right? Because those presidents, you can say what you want, write what you want. You're not going to get a reply like that. But you have a state representative that is sworn to hear your voice and reply, like they're obligated to reply or they're out of that office. And I'm not even going to get into that because that's politics and things like that. But understand that change is right within the community. You don't have to wait 4 years to there's a new 3 years, 3 years and some change to make a difference. You don't have to wait. You know, I wouldn't say that we're stuck. I would say that, you know, now you're more aware of how things work and how things been working because it's not new. Especially when it comes to taking care of the people of color. That issue is not new, and it will not continue to be something that's brand new. And if you think that they don't know that, you're mistaken. If you don't think that they don't already know the issues, you're mistaken. Trust me, people with louder voices and that are closer have been saying things to them. Anyway, it's Father's Day. Let's just kind of swap things out. I know folks man. I know they feeling some type of way on the lines, man. But let's swing things over, man. Let's swing things over because they got some really interesting stuff when we start talking about Father's Day, fatherhood, this whole situation.
Yeah, definitely. So again, like I said, I had jotted down some questions for Gigi, and I had, you know, hit a couple homeboys and told them call in. Ladies, if you got some questions, press 1. If you want to know some funny stories, we on everything is on GG tonight. You know what I mean? We going because he the That's one with it, the kids, hey. So everything is on GG tonight. So I'm gonna start it off, GG. I'm gonna ask you,
really?
What age did you have your first child?
Damn, we all in my business, huh? Okay, cool. Oh man. So I was 17. I was 17 years old when my first child was born, and it was one of those situations, y'all, to where I didn't really have a clue. Like I didn't know how it was gonna be. And let me be a little bit more frank with you. I didn't know if she was gonna keep the kid. You know what I'm saying? So it was somebody that I was with. And, even the whole having sex and everything, it wasn't planned. Hey, I love you. We're going to have this kid. Or if we have a kid and not, we're taking those risks. It wasn't none of that. It wasn't none of that. So, but I'm very thankful because now that beautiful baby is now my oldest daughter who has given me my first grandson. And so, you know, I'm very thankful. Obviously, everything happens for a reason. Everything happened for a reason. And, you know, by becoming a young father, I believe that that's what put me in position to be a better man at the tender age of 45 and have a better appreciation of life, my life, and appreciation for family. So, yeah, that's the long answer. But, yeah, I was 17, huh? What Janet Jackson say when I was 17, I did what people told me.
So
that wasn't
me.
Let me
ask you this. You know, having a daughter that early, did that change the way you, like, look at, you know, because when we that young, we just looking strictly sex. Like, when you that 16, 17, you're not thinking love and all that.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's puppy love, but right. it's not real love. Did that change mm-hmm. anything, like the way you started looking at women, having a daughter first that young, or it still was you still had to do some growing pains, go through some growing pains?
Well, you know, the thing about it is, even though I had a child young, and I say I had because we pretty much grew up together, I wasn't out there like that, you know. So it's not like I was, you know. Had a heavy rotation of women and having sex with them and things like that. I was still a teen. I was still riding a damn bike. I still like enjoy video games, playing basketball, hanging out with the fellas. So I wasn't hot in the ass, right? It was a situation where that sexual encounter, you know, wind up getting her pregnant. And the attempt, I did have a condom on. So, I mean, I wasn't just reckless. So what that did for me is it did slow my ass down when it came to the things I was involved in, because obviously having a child, I have to be a lot more responsible. I can't take certain risks, hanging out with certain people, doing certain things that may get me in trouble. I had to be more responsible, making sure that I had some type of income, consistent income, to help take care of this child. So those were the biggest factors for me. When it came to relationships, I still had the same perspective, which is, you know, have me a girlfriend, you know, us do our thing, one-on-one type situation. Because me and the child's mom, like, we weren't together like that. Even afterwards, we weren't together like that, but we understood that we was going to have to take care of this child together. But we didn't force the issue just because we have a kid together. Now we got to get married. Her parents and my parents didn't force us to say, well, you guys got to move in together and take care of this child, or somebody need to move in here. It wasn't nothing like that. Plus, remember, I was 17, so I still had school. So I still had to get my black ass back in school, make sure I passed, and continue on to what I was going to do as far as a career.
Yeah.
Now, in the future.
How was the conversation? Because I know that can be scary at that age. Like you said, you still in school, you still riding bikes, you still playing video games.
Yeah.
How was
right.
that conversation? How long did you stare in the mirror and practice telling your mom and dad that you got a baby on the way?
Yeah. Yeah, I probably practiced hundreds of times in my head, right? Maybe not in the mirror, because when you look in the mirror, that's reality, right? So I didn't want to face reality. I wanted to keep everything in my head. That way, if I want to snap out of it, then I could snap out of it, out of sight, out of mind. So, you know, for those of you that don't know, you know, my parents, I grew up in a two-parent home. I'm the youngest of four. So you have to understand that there's expectations for baby boy, right? Baby boy is supposed to learn from all the obstacles and all the challenges that my siblings went through, and I'm supposed to not do those. So there was a lot of pressure on me to not make mistakes and to have better judgment and things like that. So really my thought process was, how disappointed is mom's going to be? Because for those of you that don't know, I'm also a PK. I'm a preacher's kid, right? So, you know, with that, there also comes an expectation. And for some, they feel like there's a stigma about preacher's kid being, you know, super freaky and things like that. And trust me, my freakometer still is in the decimals. So don't think like that, right? But, yeah, so that conversation, it was all in my head, man. And what wound up happening is, her parents found out first, then called my parents. So my black ass was caught off guard. It was caught off guard, man. And just real quick, I give you guys a story. This is an exclusive. So this is how it came about to where my parents found out that I had a kid on the way. So one day I was at the house. Well, first of all, let me back up. I didn't know if she was going to keep the child or not, to be honest with you, right? We kind of talked about it, but, you know, she she ultimately makes the decision. Even if I was like, okay, I'm going half on the removal, right? She can get there and she can be like, hell no. You know, this is a part of my life and I don't want to abort it and whatnot. And then boom, hopefully I get my change back, but who knows? Right. So it was a situation to where, I didn't know, but time was happening, you know, weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. And obviously, you know, even back then, cause this was in the '90s, this was in the '90s. So it's kind of like, I don't know what the status is. So apparently her mom's caught her like changing clothes one day and saw the little bump and was like, yo, what the fuck? I mean, she probably didn't say what the fuck, but in her head, I'm pretty sure she was like, what the fuck? And so that happened. And then I guess the confession from that point. And then, I remember it like it was yesterday, man. I was at the house. Now, mind you, it was just my parents and me. All the other kids are gone. I'm washing dishes. And you got to remember, this is in the 90s, so we had a landline. We had a house phone, right? And it didn't have caller ID or anything like that, right? Remember with the long-ass pigtail cord and all that? Mm-hmm. So I was washing dishes, and I remember the phone ringing. And in my head, I was like, for some reason, why do I think that this is this girl's mom? In my head, I was like, that's that girl's mom. Mind you, I ain't talk to her. She ain't call me. And she ain't communicate and say, hey, the jig is up, nothing like that. But I remember my mom's picking up the phone. She's like, hey, you know how they normally talk and whatnot. And then she was like, oh, really? When she said, oh, really, in my head, I was like, I need to run out the damn house right now. This is my cue. This is my cue to leave. Everybody has that one moment in time where you know that it's going to be a life-changing situation, and you got a split second to make a decision. My gut feeling was to leave the house, man, but I stuck around. I played it off, you know. Of course, I was ear hustling while I was washing the dishes and all that. And then, of course, while they was talking, man, I slid off in the room. That way I can kind of listen a little more actively without being noticed. So that phone conversation was probably about 3 to 5 minutes. And once it was over, man, mom's called me in there, and she was like, anything you want to tell me? I was like, I love you. I was like, I love you. And she was like, I love you too. But anything you want to tell me about such and such, and such and such pregnant, that's, you know, such and such was, mom's was on the phone. I was like, man, I was like, and I just broke down, man. I broke down. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. I just felt like, you know, I disappointed, you know, my mom's primarily. And then, you know, of course, eventually she told my dad. And then, you know, dad is kind of like, you know, what you going to do? You know, you're going to have to be responsible. And, you know, he was more on, okay, now that this is the situation, how are you going to handle yourself? Because, you know, my dad has always been the provider. He's always been, you know, that dad, the enforcer. So I know his expectations was high for me to do the right thing. And that's how that came about, man. So it was really tough.
Mm. Now, how much of you do you see in your kids?
I have 4 children, right? I have 3 adult kids at this point. Like, it's completely different nowadays, right? My youngest daughter will be 17 in 2 months, and she'll be a senior in high school. So my life is very, very different now. But through the years, I would say that it's probably a 50-50, probably a 50-50 that I see, you know, their mom, you know, in them, and I see myself. And then, of course, mixed into that, they have their own unique personalities, but I do see a lot of myself in each one of them, uniquely and respectively.
Mm. Now, you got 4 girls, right?
I have three girls and a son.
Oh, three girls and a son. Ooh. So what's the biggest thing your kids ask you for? What's one of the biggest things they ever ask you for?
Let's see. Probably vehicles. I would say that vehicles are the biggest thing. You know, everybody has this expectation, and you got to understand that, you know, my youngest daughter has it. She has it a little bit different than everybody, right? Because I'm older, I'm more established, and of course, you know, she probably tries to count my pockets too, right? So she's not going to ask for anything that she don't think that I can get her right now. So that's kind of her advantage. The other ones, they kind of just take a risk. Like, hey, you know, Pop, can I get some money? They may not say the amount, but I know that they want to. So if I was to send them $200, in their head, they're like, okay, well, we was thinking about maybe $1,000, $800, $1,000. You know what I mean? Like, to cover some stuff. You know, $200, you know, I get a scratch off and get $200. Well, I'll get you a scratch off because I'm out of the lottery. So I would say vehicles, man. I would say vehicles would be the biggest thing for all of them.
Cool. Now, give me one of your funniest moments with your kids.
That's good. So, you know, once upon a time I was married, right? So, of course, a lot of the memories are when I was married and when we had a blended family. But having all the kids, because I would have all the kids at one time, believe it or not, and we would take trips. My thing when the kids were younger, it was really important because for me, we didn't take a whole lot of trips because my dad was military. And so moms would be holding things down. So, you know, it'd be school. And then summer, we do summer school, but we never did a whole bunch of trips. So I made it a point to make sure and ensure that, you know, the kids, especially as they were younger, that we made a lot of trips. So we made some trips to Florida a lot to get to the beach. So I would remember on the rides there, the kid we would create songs, right? we would create songs out of existing songs, right? So and these kids, you know, they love hip hop. You know, so I love hip hop too. So I remember one trip that we was listening to Nicki Minaj album. I know that sounds crazy, but we was listening to Nicki Minaj album, and I remember that one song. The original song was "Shit It On Him." You remember that song? Shit It On Him.
Yeah.
Right. And so, of course, you know, when it wouldn't be the explicit version, but the kids know that it's explicit. Like when we're not around, kids listen to explicit music. I'm sorry, guys.
Definitely.
To break your hearts. Kids listen to explicit music and use explicit language. So I don't want you to hurt yourself because you experience your kid using explicit language. They do it. I remember I would turn around and look at them to see if they was going to say the explicit words. So, of course, they never would. So they turned around and made their own song. And so instead of saying the song Shit It On Them by Nicki Minaj, for some of you that may know that song, they turned it into Dunkin' Donuts. Right? Like that's what they replaced Shit It On with Dunkin' Donuts. And so the whole song, when that part came on, do-do-do-do-do-do, Dunkin' Donuts. And so that alone, man, was such a crazy memory that if I asked any of them about that, they would remember it. They would remember the whole hook, the whole trip, the whole thing. And so, and they did that all with a bunch of different songs. But that one specifically, man, was one of the funniest damn stories and situations ever with them.
Oh, now what's the greatest thing your kids ever did for you?
I would say just the greatest thing that they've done for me would be find their identity. Finding their identity, because each kid is unique. Each kid, you know, has their own personality. And, you know, when you have several kids, you know, you want to treat them uniquely, and you don't want to just have a general way of handling your kids, because each one has a different personality. They do things different, feel different ways, and things like that. So you never want your kid to be like, okay, well, you're just saying that, or you just say that to my brother, or you always say that to my sister, or you just say that to all of us. And so by my children finding their identities, I would say that is the greatest thing, because it gives them more individuality, and it gives them a sense of purpose and knowing what they want to do, because all my children know what they want to do. And even if they haven't accomplished that specific goal, they know what it takes to work towards it. And so that has made my life a lot more simple when it comes to giving them directions, because you want your kids to do better than you, right? Of course, you want to position yourself to be able to give, but you still want them to do better. You want them to be smarter. You want them to be stronger. You want them to be, you know, more physically fit, more spiritually grounded, more emotional, have more emotional intelligence. And you want them to have all of those things and grasp it, not just have the potential of it, but you want them to grasp it and operate in it. And so all of them, I'm just so proud of them, you know, each one of them, and what they're doing and what they've accomplished and what their goals and their goal setting is, man. So I'm definitely a blessed pops.
That's dope, man. I got two more questions. Are you stern or pushover?
Damn. You know, that may be subjective. that may be subjective, but what I will say is I came up in a fairly strict household. Like, it was no nonsense. You know what I mean? Like I said, a PK, so, you know, we was up in a church house, man. We was in a church house like the drive through at Sonics, man, Monday through Friday. I felt like it was 7 a.m. to then 8 p.m., man. But it was pretty strict. And I know that, you know, for me, you know, mom's four kids up in the house, dad handling his business. And my dad he's Navy. So when he was gone, he was overseas. He was in the seas, overseas. So, you know, mom handling three, you know, two boys, two girls. And you know, she had to, man, she had to be that drill sergeant just to make sure that things stay in order and nobody tries her. So, you know, for me, I took a little bit of that, but at the same time, I would say obviously with the girls, I had some pushover moments, man. I had some weak moments where I was like, damn, you know, if anybody's going to give her a break, it's going to be her dad, right? It's going to be a pop, but nobody else. Nobody else. So I was very protective of the girls specifically. My son, he was quick. He was a quick learner. He definitely, you know, held his own at an early age. And we treat boys a lot different than the girls, man. We give them a little bit more leeway to figure things out. Right, because we figure that, hey, they got some of us, they got us inside of them, so that instinct at some point is going to kick in. But with the girls, man, we just want to guide them, because we don't want nobody getting over. We don't want anybody getting over on them, telling them stuff that they've never heard before, like they're beautiful, that they're smart, that they can do whatever they want. They don't need to hear that from a stranger or some knucklehead trying to get draws. You know what I mean? They don't need to get their first bouquet, from some dude that's trying to get inside. So, you know, so I did my best. I gave a conscious effort to actually take my daughters out on dates, give them flowers, reinforce that they're beautiful, be a soundboard, you know, and really that wind up, I'm not going to say bite me in the ass, but that wind up put me in a position to where they would actually tell me some things that I was surprised they was comfortable telling me. But once you set that thing up, man, you can't back down off of it. So, Pop, you want to hear it, here it go, whether you like it or not. And, you know, so that was kind of how that worked, man, from when they were small even to today.
Hmm. Okay, last question. What's the greatest thing about being a father? What's the greatest feeling or greatest thing about being a father?
That's a good-ass question, man. I would say that the greatest thing about being a father is the legacy, the opportunity to leave a legacy within your children. You know, so the thing about it for me is, regardless of the lifestyle that I had growing up, we lived a very modest lifestyle. If you guys been on the show before, you heard me talking about licking food stamps and putting them on the card. We did that. You know, we did whatever we had to do, but we did it as a family. And we didn't think nothing of it, right? So we didn't care what people thought. If we had the government cheese and we sliced it and it was thick and the way that it melted on the grilled cheese sandwiches, and we didn't care what people thought because as a family, we stuck together. You know, we depended on each other, we trusted each other, and we kept a tight circle to where we didn't rely on outside sources to a point to where we was completely dependent on them, right? So for me, the biggest thing is the opportunity to leave a legacy. When people hear legacy, a lot of times they think about, okay, net worth, you know, money, you know, insurance and things like that. But when I talk about, and those things are very important, right? But when I talk about legacy, I'm talking about core values. I'm talking about character, integrity. You know, I'm talking about being someone who is dependable, someone who is disciplined, strong work ethic to where you separate yourself from anyone else. And so for me, it's the last name. So when you hear Malloy, or anybody related to Malloy, whether it's a hyphenated or whether, you know, they get married or whatnot, you still associate all those core values with that. And that's how I want our generations to continue to do, man, is just be, you know, completely 100 real and continue to build that legacy and setting that standard as a generation and make an impact.
Definitely. Well, we definitely got all up in your business tonight. I want to say, yeah, man, this, you know, you're doing a great job with being an example to your girls and your son. You do a lot of great things. I'm pretty sure they're proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing. Definitely an inspiration to me. So this was cool, man. This was cool. It's cool to – I tell people sometimes we talk a lot, we do business a lot, but sometimes we still don't know that person until you ask these type of questions. You know what I'm saying? Because we all doing what we need to do, so sometimes we don't get a chance to sit down and really just chop it up, not about business, but just about life. So it was kind of cool hearing all this tonight from you, and you know, from the beginning of having the kids and different way, different things you felt and stuff like that. So I got to hear another side of you. It was dope. You know? So again, like I said, I know you are a big inspiration to your kids because you want to me, you know what I'm saying? I love what you do, bro.
I appreciate that.
You stay moving and grooving, stay with something new. You know what I'm saying? whether it's fitness, it's you know, bringing a network together. Like, everything you do is always bringing people together, and that's an awesome thing. So, again, from me to you, like, you know what I'm saying, just keep doing what you're doing. I'm definitely inspired. I'm glad that you rocking with me, one of my friends. So it's awesome, man.
Indeed. I appreciate that, man. That means a lot. One thing that I will say, that I talk about from time to time, not often, but I started my new chapter late. I started my new chapter late as far as having a platform, being, you know, an influencer, doing things on social media, just doing things that was completely out of my ordinary, any type of modeling, magazine covers and things like that. All this stuff happened in the last 2.5 years. And you know that because you saw the transition, like wanting to do it and kind of dabbling in it versus being full-blown active and sought after. You saw that. And so you inspired me to take things to the next level because even as a young guy, I saw how you handled business and I saw how you handled people and how you brought people together and how you allowed people to work in their lanes to make things happen congruently. So you have always been a big inspiration, and you guys heard Booby on here. Booby is dope. He's from East Atlanta. That's why he talk like he talk. he from
Atlanta,
East Atlanta
all the
so
way.
Anybody that know Atlanta all the way. If you know that, then you know that. But like I was saying, so I decided to do things later in my life, and people don't know. Obviously, you know, because they're like, well, you know, what do you do? Or, you know, is this all you do and things like that? And I don't think they get it. I was in the military. I'm a veteran. So obviously I had a military career. When I got out of the military, I worked for a medical company for almost 8 years. That's 14, 15 years a career already.
Yeah.
People don't understand that, right? So I've already had a career of doing something different, doing what other people wanted me to do or doing whatever I had to do to get to the next level. So I'm at a point in my life to where, you know, I do things on my own terms. You have people that's been in certain industries, right, and they've been doing it since they was either teenagers or young or even later in their career, and they now got to a certain point. However, they had to do things a certain way. They had to do it somebody else's way. Or they wouldn't be able to make it, or they wouldn't be able to get certain opportunities. But for me, I do things on my own terms. I'm not worried about if somebody doesn't like my style, somebody doesn't like my look, if somebody doesn't like my presentation, then that means I'm not for them. And I'm okay with that because I know that there are people that are looking at me, that are motivated, and that are inspired to do something different, to have a second, third, or fourth, or fifth career in their life. It doesn't matter what your age is, you know, as long as you motivate, you have the discipline and the inspiration and the work ethic to do it. So I don't even want to line up people that have had careers after 40, after 50, and became very successful, not only socially, but financially, spiritually, physically, and all those things. So, hey, man, I'm just happy to be able to, you know, do what I do and inspire and motivate somebody who may have had people tell them that they can't do it at this juncture in their life or because they're a certain age or because they don't have certain resources, they can't do it. So that's what I'm here for, man. I'm here to let people know, regardless, man, you can make it happen.
Everything is timing, man. I tell people, like, it's no age limit to success because success is just not money. You know what I mean? Success is just not money because, you know, through this, like, even our journey, right, even, you know, starting all these companies that we got, like, I wasn't always as confident as I was, like, I am now. Like, I'm super confident, I'm super comfortable, and I'm happy.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So the work is easier. I be telling people, like, yeah, it's cool to want money, but you have to work on yourself while you're doing this business stuff because if you're not happy, it's going to show. You're going to get the money and still be upset.
Yeah.
So it's a whole process when you're working and doing business. It's not just money, 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 money. It's personal. It's happiness. You know, some people got kids, so you got to share that time. It's a lot that go into it. So when people, a lot of times I hear people say, "Oh, I'm 40 or I'm 35 or I'm this. I should have had this body and I should have had no. Everything is timing. Maybe you wasn't ready back then. Maybe you had to go through those steps to build you up to get where you at right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm the same way, man. I feel like, you know, I just had to do what I had to do, go through those steps that I had to go through. Because I had this plan when I was a teenager. Everything that I'm doing now, and maybe not one or two things, but I had this stuff written down. It was just confidence. You know what I'm saying? It was just me, and it took me till I was 30 to start it. You know, 28, 30 is when I really was like, okay, I'm going. So I get what you're saying. It's just you got to take those routes and get yourself up, and then once you write, you write. Like, it's no stopping you. You know what I mean? Like, right now, the only person that can stop us is us. Because, like you said, it don't matter. Like, I'm confident. I'm happy. If you don't like me, I'm not mad at you. That's cool. It's not going to stop anything that I'm doing. You know, I make my own sky. I do what I want to do in business. And no amount of money can change that. If I want to sleep all day, I can sleep all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, no amount of money can change that for me being solely, you know, I can't think of the word, but that. So I definitely get what you're saying. And it's an awesome feeling, man. Like you said, nobody controls you. Nobody can say, hey, Gigi, I need you here by 7 or you're fired. No, you can't take a vacation day. And that's an awesome feeling, man. To all the people that's listening, if you've got a dream, don't give up on it no matter how long it takes. Just take the steps. Take the step, trust the process. You know, again, sometimes, and I could talk about this forever, because sometimes, you know, you get on social media, you see somebody buying cars or somebody buying houses, and you feel like you need to get that right now. You know, no, move at your own pace. Set goals, move at your own pace. Don't let nobody rush your pace, and it's going to work out. You're going to get everything you want, you know what I mean? It's going to work out for you to stay focused and consistent, and you're going to win. So that's what it is, man.
That is what it is, man. I want to remind everybody, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, obviously with Father's Day, you know, there was a little extended time getting on, and we spent a little extra time getting off. I think it's important that we understand that there's a lot of conversations that's not being had within our households. There's a lot of conversations that's not being had amongst our friends, amongst our business partners, you know, and it's being expressed in different ways except amongst each other. You know, a lot of people, you know, go through certain situations in life, whether it's depression, whether they're just looking for some type of support, whether they have business ideas or looking for business partners or customers and things like that. And a lot of things are internalized. And so it's important to have conversations. And I'm not saying that it has to be with us and it has to be on this platform, but I think it's important for us to communicate. We talk about how important communication is, but we don't talk about the importance of being very specific in our discussions. You can talk, you can communicate, you can voice your opinion, but that's only one side. You know, how about actively listening or getting some feedback and actually having a conversation, having a dialogue. And then that way, you know, you can get some different perspectives because, you know, there's a million ways to do one thing. And if you don't communicate and have that dialogue with other folks, then you're going to be stuck. You're going to limit yourself and you're going to be impaired and not be able to get out of certain ruts or get out of certain funks. Because we all get in funks. We all get into a situation where we feel like we need to have some type of reprieve or we need to take some type of sabbatical or break. It happens to everyone. please don't think that it's just people that are under a certain income or don't have certain resources. It happens to everyone.
Everybody.
Right? And the important part is, what are you going to do when that situation happens? Are you going to try to internalize it? Or are you going to allow someone else to, you know, take some of the weight off? And, yeah, you can pray. You can definitely pray. You can definitely meditate and things like that. But sometimes you just got to express yourself. Sometimes you have to
express yourself
when you need somebody to be that soundboard. They may not even say anything, or you may not need them to say anything, but you got to get it off. Or if they do have something to say, a couple of words that you can take from it. Like you can chew the meat, spit out the bone. You don't have to take everything, but there's some gems that you can get from every situation. But I ain't going to preach, man. That was going to be the second rant. Speaking of rant, man, Kevin Durant, man, the Brooklyn Nets took an L, man. They took an L to the Milwaukee Bucks the other day, y'all. The Hawks are on right now, so playing Philly. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know.
Atlanta going to be crazy if the Hawks win and they go to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's going to be crazy in the city. So I'm rooting for them, man. I like see them do it. I'm just glad that it's going to be some different teams this year. Somebody else going to win a title that don't have one. So it's going to be good for the sport. It's going to be good for the fans. And that's dope, man. It's just dope. The season has been crazy, so.
Yeah,
just gotta wait and see.
I'll give it up. Indeed, man. Tony, let everybody know, man, how to stay connected to the show and how to definitely stay connected with your platforms. You have the Father's Day brunch today. I know you got some other events going on. Guys, stay tuned because I plan on spending some time in Maryland this summer, man. There's a lot of moves that I want to make. There's a lot of things that Tony and I have discussed about doing some events, and I got folks in the DMV area, Maryland, but the whole DMV area. So I'm going to show GEI, man, what I bring to the table in the DMV itself.
That's what's up. You already know. Definitely, you can follow the radio station, GEI Radio, on all social media platforms. You can follow the Necessary Convo page at @necessary_convo on Instagram. You can follow myself, GEI Tone, on all social media platforms. Make sure you download the network. We still adding stuff to it, still adding documentaries and movies and videos and stuff. That's GEI Network on Roku. And, again, tune in each and every Sunday, 7 p.m. Each and every Sunday, 7 p.m., we here. Gigi, where can they find you at?
Yeah, you can definitely catch me on all social media handles. Gigi After Dark, IG, Twitter, website, Gigi After Dark. And of course, I am Rob Malloy. Big event next weekend, Saturday, June 26th, 7 p.m., if you're in the Atlanta area. Tony, we already gave out 4 tickets over this weekend. We're going to give out 4 more tickets probably between tonight and tomorrow. Special guest, Chelsea Speaks, which is a talk show radio host right here in Atlanta. Stay connected. Stay plugged in, man, because it's a lot of things that you want to get. You want to know or be in the know early on. Because it's about to be a crazy summer. You already know it's wide open. GEI has a lot of things lined up. So, catch the wave. Catch the wave, man. So I appreciate everyone's support, especially with our show. And, stay connected. Unnecessary Convo, man, is super.
Definitely.
At this point, man.
Definitely, man. Make sure, again, like you said, if you're in the Atlanta area, get your tickets, sign up, get with Gigi, figure out what you got to do. I know that event going to be extremely sexy. I've been checking out the fly. I'm like, man, I wish I'm supposed to be in Miami. I want to come to there.
Yeah.
But I just said that weekend, I can't make up my mind, dude. I want to come to Atlanta or Miami, so I'm just going to stay in Maryland and relax. But, man, I know it's going to be dope. I know it's going to be a good look. And the good networking, too. I know it's going to be a good networking thing. So make sure you get your tickets.
All day long.
If you don't know how to get your tickets, hit up Gigi. He could tell you how to get them. Make sure you in the building. That's it, man. Enjoy the rest of y'all day, Father's Day. Again, happy Father's Day, Gigi. See y'all next Sunday.
Appreciate it. All right, guys. Peace.